Help for Erection Problems, a Doctor's Guide. It's common for men to experience erectile dysfunction, but it is often not discussed enough because it can sometimes be embarrassing. In addition to the solutions available, there are steps you can take at home with your partner. Quick facts. Erectile dysfunction, ED, affects more than half of all men between the ages of 40 and 70. There is at least one underlying physical cause for 90% of men. Several factors can contribute to heart disease, diabetes, and hormone imbalances, so it's crucial to speak up if you experience any of these issues. There will be a time in every man's life when he cannot get or maintain an erection. Erectile dysfunction, or ED, is the most common term to describe this condition. According to the British Association of Urological Surgeons, over half of men between 40 and 70 suffer from ED. Despite this, a recent survey commissioned by the European Association of Urology, EEU, found that ED awareness is low among men and women aged 20 to 70. One in four respondents had never heard of any of the common treatments for ED, and the majority didn't know what ED was. What you should know about erection problems. Before visiting a doctor, it's not helpful that our culture often refers to men as having to perform in bed. This can lead to undue pressure and anxiety, compounding the problem. But while many will keep quiet, feeling ashamed or too awkward to broach the subject with a doctor, they must do so. That's because ED isn't just a problem that affects your sex life. It can also be one of the first signs of underlying health problems that may have no other symptoms, including heart disease or type 2 diabetes. Moreover, ED can affect self-esteem and lead to frustration, anger, and mental health issues. The good news is, simple lifestyle changes can sometimes reverse ED. Where they don't, various medical and psychological help is available, starting with a doctor's appointment. Can you tell me how to talk to your partner? About erectile dysfunction? ED can be a tricky subject to discuss, regardless of whether you are the one who is experiencing it or if you have a partner who is. When ED happens, it can be frightening, but don't give up on your sex life. Many factors, including psychological factors, can contribute to a man's inability to get or maintain an erection. It is essential to give your partner time to get better. Gently encourage him to seek help without putting too much pressure on him. Listen to him non-judgmental if he is suffering from stress or mental health problems, and avoid taking his issues personally. Don't forget that penetration isn't the end goal of sex. Intimacy and pleasing each other can be achieved through adjusting your sexual activity as a couple. Is there a cause for erection problems? 90% of men have at least one underlying physical cause of their erectile dysfunction, and many factors can lead to it. Diabetes and cardiovascular disease are two common causes, so it's crucial to talk to your doctor about them. ED physical trauma, hormone problems, neurological disorders, and pelvic surgeries can also result in this condition. Psychological factors such as stress, anxiety, depression, and performance anxiety account for around 10% of men's erection problems. A tight foreskin, inflammation, or curvature of the penile may occur in 1-3% of men, although it's rare. How does ED occur, and who is at risk for it? A healthy blood supply to the penis is necessary for an erection to be achieved and maintained. Atherosclerosis, a narrowing of the arteries caused by fatty deposits of substances such as cholesterol, can interfere with this process, resulting in difficulty erections. Is there anything I can do to improve my erection? The risk of erectile dysfunction may be reduced by up to 70% by becoming more active. Studies have shown that 40 minutes of moderate to intense cardiovascular activity, the type that makes you sweat, 4 times a week can lower ED symptoms within 6 months. Erectile dysfunction can also be relieved by stopping smoking, losing weight, reducing alcohol intake, reducing stress, and avoiding illicit drugs. There are several triggers for ED, including stress and excessive alcohol consumption. In other words, if a man occasionally struggles to maintain an erection due to excessive drinking or work pressure, he shouldn't worry about it. Suppose it might be advisable to try a period without cycling if you ride a bike for more than 3 hours per week. The pressure on the blood vessels and nerves supplying the penis can be reduced if you have a properly fitted, comfortable seat if you cycle. When should you see a doctor? Many men find this issue embarrassing, so they wait for more than 2 years before seeing a medical professional, research has found. But doctors are trained to deal with ED. If it's your partner that's affected and he is reluctant, encourage him to seek further help, as his doctor may need to run further tests to exclude a physical cause. What is the best way? For a doctor to treat erectile dysfunction, treatment is available for most cases of ED. To detect underlying medical conditions, your doctor will first ask you about your complete medical history and may also perform blood and urine tests. Your doctor may then recommend lifestyle changes. Other treatments for ED exist if these don't work. Medication. At present, there are 4 tablets available to treat erectile dysfunction: sildenafil, brand name Viagra, tadalafil, Cialis, vardenafil, Levitra, and avenafil, Spedra. Known as phosphodiesterase inhibitors, PDE5I, these medicines inhibit phosphodiesterase. At least 2/3 of men have improved erections after taking Viagra, now available in the UK without a prescription. If you want to take such drugs, you should always consult your doctor or pharmacist, and you should never purchase them online because they could be counterfeit. Common side effects of ED drugs include headaches, stuffy noses, flushing, and upset stomachs. You can also ask your doctor if other treatments could help you achieve erectile function if those treatments don't work. The treatment may involve penile injections or surgery if the cause is physical trauma. Sometimes, Viagra-type drugs can cause severe side effects such as chest pains, seizures, painful erections, and sudden vision loss. You should call a doctor immediately if you experience any of these symptoms. You may also be prescribed statins to control your cholesterol levels and blood pressure-lowering drugs if atherosclerosis is causing your ED. Vacuum pumps. Vacuum pumps are among the treatment options you've probably heard about online. These substances cause an erection because they stimulate blood flow to the penis. When drugs are unsuitable, they can be used and are generally adequate for most men. Getting a pump is best discussed with your doctor. Testosterone treatment. You may be suffering from ED as a result of hormonal imbalances. If appropriate, they may be able to prescribe or refer you to a proper specialist for testosterone replacement therapy. It can be administered as a long-acting injection every 6, 12 weeks, or as a gel applied to the skin daily. Does depression cause erectile dysfunction? There are 2 ways to accomplish this. In addition to depression, some medications used to treat depression can also lead to problems with erections. In contrast, men with persistent erectile dysfunction caused by other conditions such as heart disease or diabetes often suffer anger, sadness, and frustration due to their ED. If you are experiencing difficulty with male erections, you may benefit from speaking with a healthcare provider. A doctor at Moby Doctor can evaluate your symptoms and recommend appropriate treatment options. Erectile dysfunction, or ED, is a common condition affecting men of all ages. Treatment for ED may include medications, therapy, or other medicines. Speaking with a healthcare provider to determine the best course of action for your situation is essential.